Sit or lie comfortably, quietly. Allow yourself to be here fully in this moment. With your eyes closed, begin to connect with your inner world of thought and feeling. Gradually, let the horseshit of the external world fade from your awareness. If you find your mind wandering to other thoughts, don't let it concern you. Just acknowledge that all that shit is fucking bullshit. You're here now, in this place, with your inner stillness. Those bitches can't get under your skin. They can't even. Take in a deep breath. Now breathe out. Just feel the fucking nonsense float away. Take full, deep breaths. Breathe in strength. Breathe out bullshit. Allow your breathing to discover its own natural, unhurried pace. If your thoughts drift to the three-ring shit show of your life, bring your attention back to your breathing. And with each breath, feel your body saying, "Fuck that." With passive acceptance, just allow distracting thoughts to float by. Fuck that. With each breath you take, your thoughts become lighter, and all the soul-eating cocksuckers just fall away into nothing. Take a moment to appreciate the silence. Those assholes can't piss all over a purity like this. You are weightless, timeless, without beginning or end. Completely relaxed and free of thought. And as you slowly open your eyes, greet the world and everything in it with a new, beautiful breath of fuck that.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Peace be with you.
Napier's been here for an hour and decided just a couple of minutes ago he needed to go poop, so he'll probably be here in about 20 minutes or so.
Your number two is going number two.
My number two is, in fact, going number two. If you would like to contact the show, 636-487-HAND. Or WFOD show on Skype. We do have one hell of a program for you this evening. We're lost, Travis. We're lost in this universe. We're all alone. All we really have is each other.
That's right. A sense of community and a sense of self. You
know? So, I mean, like, it's a shame that, like, we reach out for help and we're just kind of tossed a little shovel and told to dig ourselves out.
I feel like somebody advertising services, you know, like helpful services on social media that immediately dismiss anybody coming to them for help is that ironic?
I'm going to tell the story. But first off, for my own sense of self, my own inner peace, I have to ask you, Travis.
Yes, please.
Did you listen to the show last week?
I did not. It's on my iPod.
Of course you didn't, Travis. Why would you listen to the show you're on when you
listen to every show that I am not on?
Now, this is the weekly poll. I'm going to start off with this. Before I heal myself, I want to get it out there.
Yeah, let it out.
I imagine that the majority of our listeners are podcasters themselves, because really the only people who listen to podcasts are people who do podcasts. So my question to you, if you are a part of a show and you miss a week, do you listen to the show that you missed? I mean, like there's a lot of things that, like, we come back to where I would think that, like, if you miss a week, you would want to know what... I know personally that I would take... I mean, like, how many shows did you listen to this week that weren't our show?
A bunch of them, but I don't update my iPod until Sunday.
I mean, you couldn't just take a second and throw us on there real quick so that you were up to date for this week's show? No?
No, I don't.
Couldn't be bothered to do that, right?
No. Cool. I got a routine I need to stick with for my own sense of self.
But anyway. So,
hey, listen, you can't dismiss that real quick.
We can absolutely dismiss that because if we don't, it'll just throw me into a rage, Travis.
Oh, no, because I missed it. The last time that I was off was in the middle of summer, beginning of summer, when you had Matt Chuck on, and I absolutely listened to every bit of that one.
Eventually.
Live, as a matter of fact.
Eventually. You had a whole week. I couldn't be bothered to listen to it. Why not?
I listened to that live.
And the reason that you didn't come is because you were at some faggy Labor Day party, which takes priority over the show. But it's not about that, Travis. This isn't the week to get mad at each other.
You just used a trigger word.
Travis.
That's a trigger word.
This show tonight is about finding our inner peace, our inner happiness.
Love wins.
Last week got really negative, and I know you didn't listen to it. Why would you? But I feel like I'm just like in this cloud of hate 6 minutes into the show, and Napier is still in the bathroom. This cloud of hate I'm in, Travis, and I can't get out of it. I can't shake it. And I feel like it's diving into the show. It's diving into our life. It's mm-hmm. just like, it, don't you feel like we have so much like anger lately? Like all we do is bitch about things. Like all we do is go, that was stupid. And then like we talk about something else and we're like, this is stupid. We've just become Statler and Waldorf. We're a couple of curmudgeons.
I think that the majority of society has become that, especially when you put us all together on social media, when we can decide together that we just hate all the time and that our only addition to the world is our snarky little comment saying, no, that sucks.
You know, but,
it reminds me a lot of the critic, you know, the John Lovitz cartoon
critic.
It
stinks.
It stinks.
So last week got particularly negative. If you didn't listen to last week's show, faithful listener and Travis, I recommend you do, because I want you to just hear a person completely unravel. I was praying for the destruction of the human race. I just wanted there to be a flood. I wanted everybody to be dead. And that's how I really felt. I just feel like we're broken and things aren't going to get any better. So that was last week. And I've just been so bummed out about it, because like, that's not what I want to be. I don't want to be that.
I need to listen for sure, because I need to know if you're on some kind of list now, depending on what you were talking about doing to the human race last week.
Travis, you were a big fan, You're a fan of that comedian Jeff Tate.
I enjoy him, yes.
You listen to him on the Doug Loves Movies podcast.
Yep. Makes me laugh a lot.
You consistently listen to the Doug Loves Movies podcast every week. Even though you don't listen to the podcast that you're on.
Sometimes I'm backed up like 6-7 weeks tear through them.
But so you reached out to Jeff Tate. You wanted to have Jeff Tate on the show because you
enjoy
Jeff
Tate.
Very
receptive.
Comedy.
Very receptive.
You went back and forth with Jeff Tate.
Yep.
He was very responsive to emails. He was interested in coming on the show. So the day that we're supposed to interview Jeff Tate, have him on the show, he was late. And we tweeted to him, and he responded right away, oh, I got my time zones wrong. We should reschedule, sure. And then I guess, like, he read through our timeline and must have seen these guys are negative shitbags.
Yep.
So why would I do their show?
And not do their show, but never respond to Travis
right.
again.
So, and I mean, like, we don't have anything nice to say. We don't – we're awful. So we're lost. But we realize, my God, we need some kind of help. And so I look around. I find a life coach on Twitter. And I tweet the life coach on Twitter. And I just say,
Me and my producer, producer Travis, we have talked about it, and we're concerned that we're on the wrong path, and we need your help. And us reaching out to this life coach resulted in us both immediately being blocked on Twitter by the life coach.
This is the response to your initial tweet was, how do you want me to guide you? And then your response to that was just, we're lost and we need your help. Immediately blocked.
Now, Travis, I did not say any bad words to the life coach. I just asked her to do her life coach thing with us.
There was no snarkiness. It was just a
flat out, please
help us.
Think about the clientele that seeks the help of a life coach. Think about the people that like are referred to her that she deals with on a daily basis. Broken people, probably,
like
right?
People in the gutter. They're like trying to pull themselves out of the
lowest
point of
their life. I mean, there's probably like court-ordered people that go to her because they've done terrible things. And her response to us was just to block us on Twitter and disregard our request for help. We're that broken, Travis. Are we that far gone that we're beyond saving?
Yeah, we're beyond the help of a life coach, apparently. At least a Twitter life coach.
Travis, I got so mad the other day that I was throwing things at the wall in my house over Campbell's soup. Campbell's soup began selling K-cups. They're selling K-cup Campbell's soup. And
like,
I saw this.
Cup of soup?
And it made me so mad that I was throwing newspapers and shit in my house. 12 minutes into the show, and Napier's still in the bathroom.
Ding dong.
I mean, like, of course Campbell's is selling cake. K-cups are the big thing. Why would we not have Campbell's K-cups? It makes sense. But I got so mad, and I just thought, this is stupid. But it's not really. It's a smart idea. Campbell's is smart to do what they're doing.
I find, though, that if you do purchase them, you're overlooking one of the main sticking points is that you're brewing your Campbell's soup, and it's going through the same tubes as your mocha latte goes in the morning. And I think it's going to get a little bit of an overlap there.
I don't want anybody to say anything to Anne. Leave Anne alone. Anne just didn't want to deal with our bullshit. And why should she deal with our bullshit?
Hey, man, she looks like she's embracing that power of positivity.
She doesn't want any negative influence into her life. And God bless her, she probably shouldn't. She probably should just block us, because what do we have to offer anybody?
She scrolled down one of our timelines, and something said something about that Miley Cyrus twat. Or
broken people.
Lines.
And her and Jeff Tate, they don't want to associate their brands with our brands. But
there's a borderline, though, because if you're really bad and like really trolly, all of these people will respond to you to try to like make a point of like berating you in front of their followers. You know what I mean? Like, if you're just borderline, then they just block you. But if you're like a real piece of shit, they'll talk to you for a half an hour talking about how terrible you are and why you're a bad person.
So you're saying we either need to be shittier.
Mm-hmm. Or good.
Or just turn over a new leaf. I think that's what we need to do. I don't want to bring more negative shit into the world.
There's plenty of it.
I want to create. I want to add some sort of value to the earth. Right? That's what we want. We don't want to be negative shitbags who just shit on things. I don't want to be Statler and Waldorf, Travis. I want to be Kermit the Frog.
I'll be Fozzie. He's got a really nice outfit.
That's what I want. And so we just need 14. Now, Travis, when you take a shit, how long does it take you to take a shit?
I have little kids, so one of my only escapes is the bathroom.
Now, let's say you're in a pinch.
If I'm in a hurry, probably 10 minutes.
Let's say it's that he's now been in there for 25 minutes. Now, there's no situation on the planet where you're rushing and taking a 25-minute shit, no. Right?
No.
There's no situation on Earth that you're trying to get in and out quickly and you're taking a 25-minute shit.
Not unless you have dysentery.
Now, I mean, like, your most comforted, relaxed shit of all time might take 25 minutes. I mean, if you're really taking your time, you take 25 minutes.
But see,
you're just trying to goof, if you're trying to, you know, pull a goof on old Mike, you take a 25-minute shit.
But maybe he's embracing his zen, and right now he's found his zen in the number two that he's taking.
I want, like, a community zen. I don't want his zen to be at the expense of mine.
Mm.
Got through my whole life coach bit, and homie's in there still shitting.
But see, I think the first step is to not assign your feelings to Napier's actions.
I get an hour a week. That's all I ask. I ask for 1 hour a week. And if you can't make the hour a week, it's there in podcast form. You can just download it and listen to it, and then you'll be caught up on our hour a week. I don't think 1 hour with your pal Mike a week is too much to goddamn ask. So how do we do it, Travis? How do we find our zen? How do we stop with the negative bullshit? How do we get past this?
My first step to trying to avoid the negative things and the things that make me angry on a daily basis is to spend a little less time online, but when I am online, staying away from things that are triggering negative emotions. So, like, I followed plenty of people who I embraced their art, but, like, their politics or just their moral compass bothered the shit out of me. So I'd see something that they would post that I would really like, and they would post three things that just made me furious to where I would almost reply, but I never would.
Give me an example.
I try to give you an example. The problem is like you said, there's so much of it. There's so much negativity. So I'd constantly feel conflict with these people who don't even know I exist. I just want their happiness, not their negative. Like, their social commentary. Like, typically, you know, you can disagree with me and you can have different politics and you can have, you know,
of course,
feelings. I have no
problem
with that.
We're snowflakes.
It's like when you're holier than thou about everything. You know what I mean? Like when you're coming on social media and you pretend like you have all of the answers and anybody who disagrees with you is completely wrong. Those people piss me off. So I just purge them out of my Twitter. Like, I don't follow those people anymore. I'm like, I can appreciate their art. I no longer need to see what they have to say on a day-to-day basis. So they're gone. That helped immensely. The second thing that I do now is if I see an article or if I see a piece of news that I just know is going to make me angry, I no longer click that link. Yeah, I used to click them immediately so I could feel the outrage. I just don't do it anymore.
But the thing is, and this is my experience.
Sure.
Is like, I remember not that long ago, it seemed like when I saw something that, like, I disagreed with that was, like, ridiculous. Like even, like, if we're talking about, like, you know, when we've had, like, Twitter arguments with people and stuff.
Sure.
I always felt like I came at those from, like, having, like, a sense of humor about it and just, like, poking fun at it and thinking
right.
It was funny. It's all silly. I mean, this McAfee guy running for president, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I find that funny. I think him being president would be great just for the goof.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it seems like now I don't see the fun in it anymore. I just get mad at it. Like, why am I mad about Campbell's soup, Travis?
I feel like that because that's what you're exposed to. Everything is so negative. It's not coming at it from an angle of, oh, this is kind of ridiculous, but, you know, it doesn't matter. Now, everybody is so outraged all the time. I think it's very infectious. That's why when I jumped on Twitter however many years ago, it was fun. There was, like, a collective. People would, like, share things with each other. There might be a little bit of the snark once in a while, but it wasn't where there was constant outrage all the time about everything from, you know, politics to K-cups. Like, everybody is so angry now all the time that it's infectious. You yourself become infected with the anger And that, I mean, it's just increasing. So I don't think you can get away with it without trying to, you know, actively change your brain when it comes to those kind of things.
Why are you coming in here with this silly little grin on your microphone? First of all, your microphone isn't on.
Because you kept yelling at me while I was shitting.
30 minutes. Now, you weren't in a hurry. You were taking your sweet time.
No, I was shitting.
No. Why do you take a 30-minute shit?
Because it takes that long to expel waste from me.
It doesn't.
It does.
Not if you're in a hurry.
I wasn't in a hurry.
Were you jacking in my bathroom?
No.
Be honest. Did you just jack in my bathroom?
I don't need 30 minutes to jack in your bathroom. If you want to go smell it,
I don't want to go smell it.
But no, I wasn't jacking in your bathroom.
Travis, he was jacking my bathroom.
Maybe he jacked in your bathroom and then shit up a storm to cover the fact that...
So he jacked first and then shit.
I don't think I can shit if I have, like, a boner.
So...
Didn't you jack your boner out?
No, it doesn't go away, like, just immediately.
Pretty quick, though, I mean.
If you're not familiar with the comedic stylings of Cameron Reedy, it's Reedy, R-E-A-D-E-Y, 26, Reedy.
Reedy to Reedy.
He was featured on a recent episode of Pod Cheese, one of my favorite podcasts. Our good friends Benny and Josh had him
Cheese
on the show.
Cheese is positive.
They had a lengthy discussion with him. Now, the other day, Mr. Reedy had a tweet, and I bring this up only because I'm hoping that somebody can explain it to me. And he didn't explain it. All I wanted was an explanation as to what the joke was. And he went on another podcast and badmouthed me and said that like, you know, I was a big shithead because
he did.
Yeah, because like I didn't get his joke. And
see, there's more negativity.
I know. So anyway, Napier, you're going to be able to tell me what this joke means. And,
okay.
And I've talked to several people. There's been theories, but I want a definitive answer as to what this means. This is the joke on Twitter. It's amazing what holding a newborn can do for you. All those free private dances.
That's kind of gross.
So I replied, I don't get it. And he replied, you get private dances at strip clubs. And to which I replied, did you take the baby to a strip club? And he replied, no, it's a joke. So that's the information I have. So now what we know is that he got private dances because he was holding the baby. You get private dances at strip clubs, but he did not take the baby to the strip club. Explain the joke to me.
Does that mean he leaves his baby mama to go to the strip club?
But he's holding the baby.
Yeah, he's holding the baby to get the private dances.
Because he's holding a baby, he gets free private dances.
But he wasn't at the strip club with the baby.
Does it work like that?
And you get private dances at the strip club. But he didn't take the baby to the strip club.
Did a stripper see him holding the baby at a grocery store, said, hey, I like the look of you with that baby.
Now,
I dance at Venus tonight.
The theories I was getting was that like he was rubbing the baby on his dick, which I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. And I want to say that I hope that's not the joke. Because
I hope not. He's a father.
I don't get the joke, though. Like, is he rubbing the baby on his dick?
I have to assume it's like, you know, when you take a dog, like a little puppy, to the park and all the ladies want to come over and pet the puppy.
But when I asked him, he said you get private dances at strip clubs. So like, I mean, he didn't say I got a private dance at the park. Then that makes it easy.
Well, why would you get a private dance at a park?
I just want to know what the joke means. I feel like such a dummy that I don't get that. I'm sure the joke is like really, and like, I'm not shitting on Cameron Reedy. I'm like Benny. I love Cameron Reedy. I think he's great. I think he's a hoot, but I don't get the joke, and I just want to get it. It's been haunting me for like a week that I don't get the joke. I'm going to read it to you one more time. It's amazing what holding a newborn can do for you. All those free private dances.
I have to assume he's taking the baby into the strip club.
Yeah, on its surface, that baby's at a strip club with him. But he claimed...
And so then the ladies are like, oh, he's got a baby, he's sensitive.
Let's private dance him.
Let's private dance him.
But he didn't bring the baby to the strip club.
Yeah, when I asked, did you bring the baby to the strip club? He said, no, I didn't bring the baby to the strip. So maybe I made it more complicated than it needed to be.
But maybe then he shouldn't have said he didn't like take the baby to the strip club then.
Yeah, if he just said, I took the baby to the strip club, then that would make sense.
Joke, yep.
That sounds like a very Florida joke, right?
Florida?
Yeah.
That like sounds Florida?
That sounds like if you
guys,
heard this...
If you have an answer for me, please let me know. I just want to know what the joke means. Reedy26 Reedy on Twitter. Make sure you follow him, because let me tell you, it's nonstop laughs over there. And I want to understand the joke. I feel it's like above my pay grade. I don't get it, and I want to. I want to understand, and he won't explain it to me. I wish he'd explain it to me privately or something. I just want to know what it means. I don't think he's rubbing the baby on his dick. That seems in poor taste.
I'm going to go with taking the baby to the strip club.
So he takes the baby to the strip club.
And then all the strippers are like, oh, it's so cute. And then, you know, they give him...
But he said, did you take the baby to the strip club? And he said, no, man, it's a joke.
I thought, oh, he thinks you mean like he took his baby to a strip club when he's saying, no, it's just a joke.
Oh, so the joke is that somebody took a baby to the strip club, but he didn't take his baby to the strip club.
Guys.
Yeah, that's what he means. He thought you meant like, did you actually do this? And he's saying, no, dude, it's a joke. He didn't actually do this.
So it was just a joke.
Yeah.
But he did take the baby to the strip club in the joke.
In the joke, the baby goes with the dad to the strip club, and then the strippers give him free dances.
So whenever there's a joke that I don't understand, I should bring it to you, and you can break it down for me. Because I'm a dummy, and I need your guidance.
I think what he meant was that he didn't actually take a baby to the strip club.
Travis, where are we going to find a life coach that can accept us for who we are and help us? Because
I think that
aren't parents life coaches?
I need some kind of spiritual guidance is what I need.
You need Jesus?
That was suggested to me, that maybe I need some kind of religion to, I guess like if I believed in Jesus, then
well, there's the
like
Buddhist?
The trivial shit like Campbell's soup K-cups wouldn't bother me, because this is just the practice round for...
Wait, why do the Campbell's soup K-cups bother you? That sounds...
Maybe
that sounds
if you
awesome.
Didn't spend the first half hour of the fucking show in the bathroom...
I said I didn't want to go
I wouldn't
to the,
have
Woosa,
to fucking repeat
Woosa,
myself.
Woosa,
I told you I shouldn't Woosa. Go shit. And you said, no, Napier, go Woosa. Shit. We have time. And then I thought that meant, okay, we'll just take a shit. And Mike, you know there's a Buddhist place like right down the road. What? You can go to the Buddhist people.
Yeah.
They're pretty chill dudes.
The Buddhists?
Yeah.
That's what I need?
I mean, you could try that. They actually welcome in the folks from the community to come in there and do their thing with them. Like
like you don't even have to necessarily be Buddhist. You can just go do Buddhist stuff?
Yeah, they invite people all the time. You just
They're trying to make you be a Buddhist though.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't want you to
I think
give
that
them
would
anything.
Just make me mad. I'd just be like, stop trying to make me a Buddhist. I just want to do your Buddhist stuff.
Well, that's all they do. I mean, they don't try to make you a Buddhist. They like, here, come on, sit, do the...
They're going to give me pamphlets and make me wear the outfits shave my head.
I don't think they have pamphlets, dude. They're
If you really
they're like
want
monks.
To get into spiritual stuff without actually having to believe in the Jesus, I've found that Deepak Chopra is a nice entry into that. Not his larger texts, but he's got some like almost Cliff Note kind of books that actually are pretty helpful.
His stuff seems like silly woo-woo chants.
The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success is something I read. It's a very short read. It's basic, and it's not too voodoo chanty. It's actually really, really good.
So
also Rob Bell is also another one.
So, Napier, when you miss a show,
yeah,
you listen to the show, don't you?
No, I've found that all you do is shit on me during the show, so like, not going to listen.
Don't you feel like if you don't listen to the show, then like you'll come back and not know what we talked about, and then like you'll be behind?
I don't know what we talk about from week to week when I'm here.
Good point.
I feel like if I missed a show,
which you can't.
If I missed a show,
which you can't actually do,
and like there was a show out of my show, I mean, this is your show, both of you.
Yeah, but you just...
This is your show!
You spend 30 minutes shitting on me each time, and then you're like, oh, Napier's sick. Grr.
That's another thing, is I'd want to know what they said about me.
Why?
Because. Yeah,
that ignorance to that is bliss.
I know what you're going to do when I'm not here. I don't need to listen to it.
You don't know what I'm going to do when you're not here.
Yeah, I do. I've listened to it.
You said you didn't listen to it.
I've listened to it before.
But you listen to the ones that you are on.
Sometimes. Not all the time. Like, maybe 1 out of 10.
But you don't listen to the ones that you're not on.
No. I listen to 1 or 2 of them when I wasn't
on. That's like some kind of narcissism or something, isn't it?
Why?
He's trying to improve on his hosting capabilities.
You want to hear what you did right and wrong?
No. I don't know how that will make me better.
Do either of you even like the show?
Oh, yeah. I listen to the karaoke's and the talking dicks and the...
So the stuff that you're on?
No, I also listened to Drunk's thing when Drunk was doing it. I got all those on my phone.
Travis didn't listen to our show last week.
I was a long-time listener before I was on the show, Mike. You know,
and then he stopped listening altogether.
Yeah, why would I listen to something I'm a part of?
It's a show that he used to love, and then like he was on it, and then he didn't give a shit about it anymore.
Because I can experience it firsthand.
And then when he misses a week, you'd think that it would be like a welcome departure, and he'd be like, oh, it's the show that I love, and I didn't hear this one yet. This is a special thing. And he didn't listen to it. He didn't give a shit.
Hey, Mike,
and
how many
you
times...
You listen to most interviews with actors, and most of them will say they don't watch their own stuff.
Mike, have you ever gone to, like, a Blues game or a Cardinals game? You know, some or any game, any sports game that's on national television?
Right.
Do you go home and immediately watch the same game that you watched?
You do realize the difference, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, there's...
What you're saying doesn't make sense.
You went to the
what
game...
What it would be like... Okay, you're on the Blues.
Yeah.
You're injured. You're not traveling with the team.
Yeah.
What you would be doing would be you're injured. You're on the team, but you're injured. You didn't travel on the tour or on the games out of town with the team. And you didn't watch the games and you didn't check the score and you don't give a fuck. You only show up when you're there and you'll watch the highlights on SportsCenter that night to see if you were on SportsCenter that night.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure they have to, or else the coach is going to yell at them when they actually come back. Like, because they're going to be, like, in meetings going over all the
stuff. I think the idea of a hypothetical situation is lost on everybody tonight.
Okay, Mike, do you listen to the show even after we're done? Like,
it's amazing what holding a newborn can do for you. All those free private dances.
He's got to be taking it to the strip club,
He's
right?
taking the baby to the strip club, right?
Yeah.
You know, in which case, I guess, I mean, it's not a great joke, but it's okay, right? I guess...
It's a Florida joke.
Probably strippers would be like, aw, and then, like, go over there and talk to him because he has a baby with him.
Explain this Florida joke thing to me. I've never heard that.
I got a joke that's kind of Florida-like. Hey, Mike, what's the worst thing about really hot cars? Having to clean up all your dead pets.
Guys, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in like 5 minutes. Thank you, guys. Hey, I don't say it enough, but I appreciate all of you. I think you're all very handsome. And we'll be Travis, do you have anything to say to listeners or anything?
Hey, I'm happy that people are willing to spend an hour to an hour and a half a week with us If you're binge listening, up to 3 hours.
Guys, for giving us your time. If you're giving us the time to listen to our show, that's more than most of our co-hosts are willing to do. So I appreciate you very much. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
I love all of you.
I wish I was the Furnacast. Oh my god, we love the Furnacast. Dan Furnacast, oh he's so awesome. Oh Dan's so cool. Oh Dan's so awesome. Punk rock podcast. And this is very punk rock.
The Furnacast, live Monday, 8, 7 Central. Available on Stitcher and iTunes.
Hey, this is Evan from the Foresters.
And this is Hayden from the Foresters.
And you're listening to StrangeLabel.com.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on Skype. Napier.
Yes, Mike.
What do you got, man?
Got a question for you.
Oh.
Have you ever watched a TV show and it ends in a cliffhanger?
Yes.
And it just, they never make any more. Nobody ever goes into it. It's just a show that has no fucking ending.
Right.
So, me and the wife, we like to watch the animes, the little Japanese cartoons.
Right.
And most of them are, the cartoons are made as advertisements for the comic books. Like, you're supposed to go out and pick up the comic books, which you can't do if you're in fucking America, and it is from 2007 and shit's out of print. So, you have no idea how this shit is supposed to end. But the anime ends, and it's a cliffhanger, and you're supposed to go pick up the comic book. And that pisses me off because I can't actually get to the comic book. I can't actually, like, figure out what the fuck the end is. And it drives me up a goddamn wall.
You know,
they post that stuff online?
That's become kind of a trend with movies, too. Like, they know they're making another movie, and so they end. Like, I didn't enjoy 50 Shades of Grey. I thought it was really kind of, like...
goofy?
Lame and just, like...
Did the broad get slap fucked like she did in the book?
I mean, it was poorly written and it was just kind of like bullshit. But anyway, I'm not going to go on a diatribe about 50 Shades of Grey. But what I'm saying is, like, the way that 50 Shades of Grey ends is just like elevators, doors close, and then they just start rolling credits like it's like, you know, the end of a TV episode, come back next week. And it's basically just like, hey, we got your $10 in 2 years. We're making another one of these, so we'll get your $10 again. I just feel like if you're going to make a movie, even if there's a 0% chance a sequel isn't going to happen, you still have to, like, end that movie as, like, a finished work.
No
you
shit.
You can't just say, oh, well, we're making another movie.
Yeah, like fucking Ender's Game. You know they're never going to touch that again.
Right.
And it ends as if there's going to be a next one next fucking year. And there isn't.
Enjoyed that movie, actually, and that ending kicked me in the ass, too, because I'm watching it and I'm investing the time, and I'm like, I didn't think I'd like this, and I'm really getting into it. And he wins, like, what, one simulation battle or something? And then they're like, well, he's the savior, and...
Yeah, still exactly.
But no, I mean, like, I just... If you're going to make a movie, even if you're making more movies... But anyway, you're talking about something, I'm sorry. So I mean, is it like... left up to interpretation? Are we supposed to make our own ends?
No.
Can you find like fan fiction online that gives you an end?
I mean, probably like, in Japanese.
Yeah, can't the Wikipedia entry for the show tell you how it was supposed to end?
Yeah, it'll tell you how it's supposed to end. It'll just blatantly tell you how it ends, and you can't actually read it.
Do you feel you're cheated, kind of?
It feels like you're investing your time. You're enjoying something, and in the end, it takes a massive shit on it because there's no closure.
Right, and I kind of feel that way with TV. I feel like if a TV show is canceled, they should have to make a 2-hour-long TV movie that sums it up. Because even if a show only has like 1 million viewers or something, it still has 1 million people that are going to be pissed off that they didn't find out what happened.
October Road was a show, like a drama show on ABC that I really got into. It lasted 2 seasons and they canceled it.
I mean, even Bad Judge on ABC, you know, it lasted from like October to like February. It didn't last any time at all. But there was probably still millions of people that watched Bad Judge every week. And they probably want to know, what happened to this bad judge? She was so goddamn bad.
What they should do is like that October Road show, the season 2 DVD, because even though they did cancel it in season 2 with no resolution... On the DVD, they put together a 15-minute epilogue to the show with all of the original actors wrapping up the show.
I mean, even if they if the writers of the show put out a podcast, just said, hey, this is the rest of the story.
Or, yeah, at least put it on, like, a Blu-ray disc or something that you can actually watch. It doesn't fucking matter. What I hate is, like, you see the conclusion of whatever, you know, story arc they're on, and it's obvious it keeps going. Like, nothing is really finished. The bad guy is still alive, and nothing's going on.
Right.
And it pisses me off. Jericho did that same goddamn thing. Did you ever watch Jericho?
It's positivity is what you need to do. You need some kind of resolution to make your viewers happy so that the next time you start a fucking show... Everybody's on board, everybody's excited to try something new, and they haven't been fucked before by you. They have some kind of resolution to the time they've wasted on your bullshit.
Although sometimes the ending is a complete disappointment, like you didn't even want it, like the season finale or the series finale of Dexter.
I would rather have a disappointing ending than no ending.
So you'd rather have your serial killer become a lumberjack than nothing at all?
I would rather my serial killer become a lumberjack than the show to end mid-sentence. That's what I would rather have.
The biggest perpetrator of that for me was the show Carnival on HBO, where in its second season, they decided they were going to cancel it like about 3 episodes in. So they started writing conclusions to everything, and then all of a sudden the ratings went up. So they started writing open more storylines to go fork off into different directions. And then they decided to cancel it overall. So it ended on a big cliffhanger. Horrible.
So, I mean, if we're going to try to not trigger me into a rage, we probably should just skip the Whitney Houston hologram tour.
Why does that make you angry? Why do you care?
Why in the world would they cart some dead broad out as a hologram and charge people to go see it? No, we're not. Napier, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I heard an advertisement on the radio. Yeah, that was a hell of a sneeze.
Sorry.
I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Marvel Universe Live.
Oh, like a little stage production? Yeah.
It's gonna be like a hockey arena near you soon.
I think it's going to be the family arena.
They got all of these
That was a very local reference. I got all of these Marvel superheroes. They're going to go out there. They're going to fight the forces of evil. Spider-Man's going to be zipping around. I'm sure a villain is going to come out and he's gonna destroy the whole place. You know, all that, right?
Yep.
And then Thor's going to come and save you.
Yeah, smack in the face with a hammer.
I don't have children.
Okay.
Can I, as a 33-year-old man, go see the Marvel Universe live?
Yes.
Yes.
You know how many single dudes are going to be going in their Marvel t-shirts by themselves?
Yeah, just wear a Wolverine t-shirt that looks like his yellow spandex thing. Wear one of those shirts there. Nobody's going to care.
Nope, not even a second glance.
They'll just say, oh, look, it's another dude here to see Marvel Universe.
They won't see you over everybody else.
They won't see you at all. They'll be like, they'll glance at you and be like, oh, another one of us, and then just keep glancing.
I guarantee you probably at least 70% of the people there have zero kids.
You think 70%?
Yeah, easily. There will be probably very few children
over.
See, overall.
When I heard that, I was thinking, there's no way that I can go to this.
Oh, no, times has changed. Like, it's popular to be one of those folks now. You remember back in high school, those folks were considered, you know, shitheads? Like, all they would do is read comic books, dorky little nerds. Well,
has
now that's a thing
a
now.
Has being a nerd, like, become cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now they can fix all your fucking smartphones and computers, and now they're like, I mean, oh, like, shit, I must have fucked something up.
You see Chris Hardwick out there in, like, his designer clothes and his fancy haircuts, fucking models and stuff.
Yeah, it's geek chic.
And it's like you're not a nerd, Chris Hardwick.
All you have to do is like comic books, and you can be considered a nerd, so...
His website originally, the Nerdist website, was originally just, like, a Mod Podge WordPress site with a bunch of geeky articles written on it all the time. The only reason
or
that
is it just
is...
like now we can't have nerds because like it's inappropriate to mock nerds for being nerds now.
No, now the thing to do is what you just did and say, you're not a real nerd.
Yeah. You see a girl with like, you know, thick rim glasses and they say she's trying to be a fake nerd, and they,
mm-hmm.
yeah, just
that's
call
the
her
new
a
thing.
Slut. Yeah, that's the new
so,
thing.
So to be a nerd is like to kind of be cool now.
Yeah, pretty much.
And if you can be a nerd poser.
Yes, you can be a nerd poser. There are nerd posers, and people get called out for that shit now. With zero context.
So being a nerd is like what you could aspire to be.
It's a real click now. It's like a popular click.
I was commenting to my wife before. We went a handful of weeks ago out of town and took the kids and got pictures taken and went for like a fun-filled little weekend. We went to this mall in like Green Bay, and we're walking through there, and I'm walking by myself because she's doing whatever with the kids, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, every single one of these stores, down to the coffee shop, up to Spencer's Gift, it didn't matter what the store was. There's a fucking sporting goods store, and every single one of those stores had superhero shit in it. Every one of them. There wasn't one store in that. Hawaiian Tanning had Hawaiian Tanning superhero shit.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Everywhere. It was never like that when I was, like, this guy, like, I loved comic books, and I'd tell people, but I didn't, like, wear the t-shirts because people would be like, oh, look at this fucking Spider-Man dork. Now, everywhere you go, it's nothing but superheroes.
Yeah, like, see somebody walking around back in the 90s with, like, a fucking Deadpool comic asking them how their favorite spandexed faggot is.
So, yeah. I mean, how can you be cool now? I mean, I imagine that, like, just collecting comic books and wearing Wolverine t-shirts isn't enough. Like, how do you achieve true coolness in the nerd universe? What do you have to do to really stand out as a true nerd?
Well, you got to class it up a little bit. You don't just go out there, you know, with some dingy-ass Punisher t-shirt from, like, 93. You got to get, like, a proper dress on. You got to get your swagger on. But you also got, like, you know, Punisher lapel pins or, like a really classy Venom tie.
And you can get Patrick Stewart on your podcast. That probably helps, too.
That helps a lot.
So you get, like, really good, like, Star Trek people on your podcast?
Yeah, that'll help, yeah.
And that'll make you, like, really nerdy. Should our name have nerd in it?
Wheelbarrow Full of Nerds?
Are we, like, missing out that we don't have nerd in our title somewhere?
Wheelbarrow Full
We're
of Nerds.
We're not really nerds, though, are we? I mean, you're not. You wouldn't say you're a nerd, are you?
No.
I think we're too dorky to be nerds.
I think my...
Are dorks worse than nerds?
Yes.
So, I mean, we're dorks.
Yeah, dorks are the ones that... They got the lisp and the fucked up hair and the acne all over them.
So what are nerds now?
Nerds are the
Revenge of the Nerds. Those guys were dorks.
No, those were dorks.
Yeah, they should have. It should have been called Revenge of the Dorks.
Yeah. So if they remade it, which they probably will, they're remaking the fucking Baywatch. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
The Rock's going to be in Baywatch
with Zac Efron.
Well, Zac Efron, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Those guys, they're not nerds or dorks.
No.
See, they're cool, though.
Well, there's nerds, and then there's geeks. And then the geeks are normally the techie folks. The nerds are normally, like, cultural-based, like
comic books. Is being a geek cool? Or is it just being a nerd?
Yeah, being a geek is cool.
Yeah, geeks, like, control shit. They know computers, like, super hardcore, and, you know, they can control things.
Yeah, dorks, on the other hand, that's the bad name for nerds and geeks. It's like... You know, they have really bad Asperger's and they can't, like, you know...
What's the bad name? Dorks?
Dorks.
Dorks, yeah. They Which take is a shower once
we're
every
dorks,
3 months.
Right? Are we dorks? We're not really dorks.
I think we're borderline alcoholics, if anything.
I don't think we're dorks or nerds borderline? Or geeks. What are we? What's lame? Are we just, like, 30-year-old dudes and that's just a category in itself, which is no longer cool?
Yeah, 30-year-old dudes. Oh, did you hear Nickelodeon's, they might remake a new channel, and it's all 90s programming. Like, all the shit from the 90s, like Hey Dude, and fucking Rugrats, and Ren and Stimpy. That's all that's going to be on the channel.
Is doing all this stuff, all the reboots, and the 90s channel, and all that, is that just, like, further perpetuating the idea that, like, we're all just kind of products?
Like, we're all
products. We've been products since probably they first made money.
Me and Travis were talking privately about this McAfee, the guy who made McAfee antivirus. And it's pronounced McAfee. I looked it up. I did not know that. I thought it was McAfee.
No, it's McAfee.
McAfee. This guy's great.
I thought he was batshit crazy.
He is.
He is, and he's
fucking
awful.
Insane, Napier. He's dyed his facial hair to look like a badger. Like, it's dark in the middle, and it's got, like, gray lines, and then it's dark on the outside. It's incredible. He looks like a badger man. This McAfee guy is running for president. This guy's, he's crazy, but...
I didn't think he was allowed back in the U.S. because he, like, stole a bunch of money.
No, he might have killed his neighbor in Belize over a dispute over barking dogs. Like, his dogs were barking too much,
yeah.
And, like, his neighbor was complaining about it, and then, like, his neighbor died. And they think that he might have killed him, but then he left Belize, so that's fine. And Wired Magazine had an interview with him, and, like, during the interview, he was bored, so he was just, like, playing Russian roulette while the guy was interviewing him, just because he's bored. The guy's YouTube videos are great, and I wanted to goof on him. Like, I heard about it, and I started watching his videos and stuff, and the guy's insane. Like, he just kind of talks like this, and he goes on and on and on and on and on, and he's talking about how there's cameras and all the cactuses, and he's crazy. He's a crazy guy. But I'm listening to the guy, and, like, he's making a lot of sense to me. And maybe that's me being fucked up. I can acknowledge the guy is crazy, but at the same time, I'm going, I love this guy. And, like, you know how I said that I wanted to vote for Trump just for the goof?
Yeah.
Now I want to vote for this guy just for the goof, because this guy would be great. This guy would be so much fun.
What party did he say he was running for?
The Cyber Party, Travis. He made his own party. Yeah.
Genius.
But, I mean, and what he was saying was true, that, like, you know, our number one export now is, like, information on us.
Well, I mean, and oil and cars.
Like,
and...
Facebook and Google are, like, the number one and number two richest websites on Earth, and they don't charge us to do anything because they're taking our shit and they're selling it to people. They're the data on us. They're selling, and we're fine with it, apparently. Pornhub's number 31. Apparently, they have, like, this big, huge database of, like, all of our search history, like, what we like to jack off to.
Cool.
And that's probably going to become public knowledge.
Well, did you see that phone app that they discovered was taking pictures of you if you download it, and then they were trying to, like, ransom the pictures back to you so people wouldn't see what you were looking at? Said,
they want to watch me play Fallout Shelter while I shit?
Yep.
That's fucked.
And that's true, though. So he's saying that, you know, all this, you know, government surveillance and stuff is his top priority, is to give us our privacy back. But it's not coming back.
No, probably not.
No, that's all gone.
No.
The only way you get it back is if you unplug completely and go away.
And nobody can do that. In this world, you can't really do that. You just have to kind of accept the fact that everybody's going to know your everything eventually.
I will accept that as long as that one broad that made this cow video where she dances in a cow suit to My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard, and it is the greatest thing ever. So I'll take those in the cat videos. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
What does that have to do with your privacy, though?
It's the computer. You trade cat videos.
Did you just want to acknowledge that this was a thing that you loved?
Well, I love all of the internet. And you trade that for your privacy.
I just got a new phone last week, finally upgraded. And so I got a Galaxy 5, so I'm not all the way upgraded. But I have this Galaxy 5, and it is so far removed from the Galaxy 3 that I have in terms of, like, acknowledgments and acceptance for things, just to use the built-in shit on the phone. That it's like, yeah, this app is going to access this, 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 and this, and it's going to tie to your Google search history, and it's going to tie to your Facebook page, and it's going to access this. Are you okay with that? And I don't even hesitate to just say yes.
Yeah, I mean, you want to use your Google voice thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to say, okay, Google, and have it look shit up for me.
Oh, yeah.
So I just, out of convenience, you let Google then know everything you've ever done.
I guess.
I don't care. Yeah, whatever.
I guess it does. See, that's the thing, though. I guess, like, it's bad, but I guess we're kind of thinking of it as we don't have anything to hide.
Well, at some point, I mean, do you really give a shit anymore? Because now my Google search...
But what if one day you do have something to hide?
Well, then don't do it on your
computer.
Like,
what if one day...
Then it's too late.
What if one day, like, your next-door neighbor is bitching that your dog is barking too much, and you have to kill him?
I don't need my computer to do that unless you're talking about beating him to death with my computer.
People
do that shit too. They'll do the dumbest shit.
But it, you know, like,
look up on Google 10 best ways to kill neighbor because of barking dog.
Do you remember when all those places got looted out in Ferguson and all those dumbasses started posting pictures of their Ferguson hall?
But I mean, like, the Pornhub is a huge website. They fund all kinds of things now. You see Pornhub sponsoring all kinds of stuff.
They sponsor, like, the video game team.
New Coolio music videos, and they're making all these deals and stuff. And really, their whole site is pirated porn movies, right? And you know, things that, like, other people own that they just kind of host for free.
Now,
and
they
you're
got,
not
like, amateur stuff,
for
don't they?
Pornhub. So, how are they making money? Is Facebook making so much money?
Ads.
It can't
just be ads, though.
It's pretty much just ads.
I don't see how that's possible, that Facebook is making so much money.
Okay, Mike, when you refresh that page on the Facebook that you're on, there's ads all over the fucking place.
But
there's ads in your little timeline. There's ads on the right-hand side.
The thing about the ads is, like, the ads know what you've looked at recently, because the ads start to focus on, like, what you have been doing online.
Oh,
like,
it's targeting, like, a demographic. Like, that's why if
but
you,
it
you
knows
adver-
it somehow knows everything I do.
Right. If
no,
you want to advertise
anything, just,
this podcast,
it does
through the page. You can say, I want to target people from this country between this age range who like comic books.
Like, if I'm looking at, Vistaprint.com.
Yeah.
On a totally separate tab on Google Chrome. If I go to Facebook an hour later, I'm going to have ads for Vistaprint.com. Guaranteed.
You ever notice the eBay links? Like, if you go to eBay and you're looking at something, and then all of a sudden you're on Facebook, in your Facebook timeline, it'll say, hey, you still thinking about this?
Right. It knows. It knows everything. So you're telling me Pornhub doesn't know exactly what I just jacked off to.
And Pornhub does.
It tells everybody. It goes out and it says, hey, I know what this guy jacks off to. So you can market your products to this guy based on his jack-off.
They just had that huge data breach at Pornhub. Like, we talked about it on the show like a handful of months ago about how they had that data breach and how whoever hacked it has all of the information from all of your IP addresses on what you like to look at.
So what I'm saying is this crazy guy with the badger facial hair,
yeah,
I think he's on to something. And that is that, like, we're the product now.
Well, I don't think there's anything he can do about it. Even if he is president, I mean, he can't just decree shit.
Yeah. I mean, like, the companies are the consumer, and we're the product.
What do you mean you can't just decree shit? That's called executive order, and it's been used a lot in the last couple of decades.
Yeah, but you can't just decree something, and then it's federal law. Like, that involves hundreds of major companies.
Oh, yeah, if it's involving companies, yeah, no, then you can't.
Yeah, so, yeah, he can't do anything about it.
Homie from Badflix in the chat has a point. He brought up that I think you just said that you were in there playing video games while you were shitting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're doing in there? You're playing video games?
No, I was looking at
you like Fark. Need it. Explain the video game thing. So you got to go. You got something going on in the video game that, like, you have a raid scheduled or something?
No,
so you
had to go poop? It's Fallout Shelter. You
had to level up.
Never played Fallout Shelter? It's
no,
free.
Explain Fallout Shelter to me.
Okay, well, you're the manager of a vault, and then you get...
Well, the Fallout Shelter, like, make me happy. You seem to be happier than me.
So this isn't the sequel to Fallout. This is a different game. It's not Fallout.
It's technically a prequel to Fallout.
Oh, it is then. So it's part of the series.
Yeah, it's like when everything goes to shit, you get a vault, and then you're the manager of the vault. People from the wasteland come to your vault, and then they're now your vault dwellers. You got to make them have babies. You got to make them make energy.
This is that fucking game you were talking about a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, it's great. It's fucking awesome.
They vaulted a city.
Yeah, you make your own. You make your own vault. But yeah, Ezekiel says delete your cookies. If you delete your cookies on a regular basis, that won't happen.
Does Facebook remember my passwords?
Does Facebook know what I jack off to?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah.
So Facebook, there's share buttons.
On the porn web. What kind of sociopath is sharing the porn videos that they look at on Facebook?
Obviously a bro. I mean, good on him.
Dude, like, check this out, y'all. Look at the red hair on her. You know it's real.
Yeah, real redheaded broad sucking dick. Yeah.
Actually, you just hit my target right there.
Red hooded what?
Redheaded broad sucking dick.
Yep, that's probably the last thing I looked at, actually.
So nice.
They know now.
Why do you give a shit?
Do you think that Google can, like, transcript our podcast and target ads at us that way?
Target ads at us? No, probably our listeners.
Or is Google, like our co-hosts, do not listen to the podcast?
Well, no, they probably don't give a shit, but I mean...
Drunk told me the other day he hasn't listened to one show in the months he's been gone.
Probably, yeah.
Doesn't give a shit.
It's not listening to the podcast that makes you give
a
shit.
How can we expect anyone else to care about the show if we don't care about the show?
I don't expect anybody to care about the show, but the people who are on it.
Nobody said we don't care about the show. Yeah. We just don't care to listen.
I mean, why would we re-listen to things that we were already at? I mean, it's not us caring. Mike,
I don't give myself 2 care points for every time I listen to the podcast.
You know what you need to do, Mike? You need to get yourself a turtle. You know what that turtle gives a fuck about? Not shit.
It's amazing what holding a newborn can do for you. All those free private dances.
It gets funnier as you say it, you know what I mean? Like, I think if you keep saying it, it's even funnier.
So you got a newborn baby.
Yeah.
You take the newborn baby to the strip club. That we've been over this.
Wait. I had a breakthrough. The baby's mom is one of the dancers. That's why you're there. That's why you have the baby. You can be away from home because the baby can suckle between dances, and you get private dances.
It's not bad, Travis.
That's kind of, that's
not bad.
That's gross too. The joke is gross. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, the one thing I want to see when I go into a strip club is a big old C-section scar.
Do you think what
sagittis.
I need is like maybe I need like more culture? I need less pop culture and more quality things. I need to quit refreshing my Twitter timeline and reading all the latest gossip. I need like books and art.
You need to get into something.
15 minutes every day for meditation.
Get into something that nobody else really gets into. I want you to go online, and I want you to go look up some K-pop. I want you to listen to some Korean pop music.
I was asked in the chat room how my James Bond marathon is going.
Yeah, how'd it go?
I watched Dr. No. Dr. No was fine. And then I watched Goldfinger, which I enjoyed a lot. And Goldfinger is number 3. I haven't watched number 2 yet, which was...
You can't go out of order.
Well, number 3 finished before number 2, and I was in the mood to keep watching James Bond movies, so I watched... And like when you watch them back-to-back, like the quality between Dr. No and Goldfinger is staggering. I guess we're kind of watching like the history of film, really. We're watching from 1962 up until now, and I guess as I watch, like I'll see how like budgets increased and film improved and things.
Oh man, wait till you get to the Pierce Brosnan ones because they decrease very quickly.
Really? What about the one that Halle Berry was in?
Well, maybe not necessarily like the script or anything, but
I
like,
mean, you know, I mean budget wise too, because they start to look a lot cheaper as they go along. Like, GoldenEye was great. I thought Tomorrow Never Dies was pretty good. And then immediately it seemed like it was like, oh, build this set out of whatever you got laying around.
Make it more look evil henchman-y.
But yeah, you know, I am on a quest have a budget. To watch all of the James Bond movies.
What is there, like 24 of them now?
That is my goal. I'm going to watch all of the James Bond movies, and then who knows? I might move on to something else. I've never watched a Harry Potter movie. I've never watched a Lord of the Rings movie. Maybe I'll watch one of those.
You like the Harry Potters. They're pretty good.
You should watch Brad Neely's Wizard People, Dear Reader.
Oh, yeah?
It is great. What you do is it's a substitute audio track. It's like a movie on tape. What you do is you play the first Harry Potter film, and at the same time you turn off the volume, and then you play this movie on tape, and then the movie on tape starts taking you over, and it's the greatest goddamn thing in the entire world. I listened to that at work, I don't know how many times, to get my brain out of like the blahs, and I don't give a shit no more. I listened to that thing, and my life's great again.
If any of you know a life coach or some kind of positivity person who can help us,
just go to the Buddhist.
I need somebody to guide me on the correct path.
Maybe we could get Tony Robbins on the podcast.
You think Tony Robbins will do it?
Probably like, not, but you know, we could try.
If it makes you feel any better, there's no such thing as the right path for anybody ever.
I want to be a happier person, and I don't know how I can do that.
Okay, here's what you do. And this might sound like bullshit.
I used to be happier. What happened?
Life.
You grew up. You got older.
Does growing up make you
cynical?
Let me tell you, I think I told you before the show, I just came from my kids, like my 3-year-old boy is in like rec soccer, right? So there's like 15 3-year-olds and these two high school girls trying to teach him the basics of soccer. They start by just sitting around in a circle and doing whatever. Then they keep going and they say, put your hands in the sky. You know, we're going to stretch out. Now touch your toes. Now do jumping jacks. And those kids were elated. They were having the best time. And then they're in, because they're in a gymnasium, they said, okay, everybody, let's see how fast we can run to the side of the gym.
But is it, is it community? Is it because you're around a bunch of people and you're all doing the same
kids,
thing?
It's the fun? Because you're children, and they're like, they run to the other side of the gym, and every one of those three-year-olds is laughing manically. Like, they're having the best time ever running half the length of the gym because they don't know anybody any better. They just play and have fun. You know, like, you
they
gotta
don't treat
race
it
all
as exercise.
Nonsense.
It's fun. It's not a tedious routine that they have to do to get their beer gut off of them. They're just there to have fun.
Right. I and said it to doesn't, the wife,
they don't give a shit who wins. Who gives a fuck? They're having
we're
fun.
We're having fun. I said to the wife too. I said, I wish that I had the mentality where I could just run the half the length of a gymnasium with a group full of my peers and laugh hysterically about nothing. How great is that?
But I'd want to win.
Yeah, now you would, but they don't give a fuck.
I'd want to win the race. Like, you know, when I was playing hockey, like, you know, it's like, hey, you know, we're in our 30s. It doesn't really matter if we win. This is rec league hockey. We're paying to play. But I still wanted to win every week.
I go bowling randomly, like, once a year, and I know I'm terrible at it, but when I fucking don't get a strike, I get pissed.
No, yeah, yeah. Like,
but it doesn't matter. Who gives a shit?
I mean, me and my old lady, we go bowling, and when we go bowling, I want to beat her.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want to lose it bowling to her. I want to win!
Mike, you're a
goalie. But doesn't matter.
Mike, you're a goalie. You can't make your team win.
The right mentality there is to congratulate her that she had a good bowling game. You know what I mean? You got to look at it from a different angle. That's the only way to break out of this negative.
But what does it doesn't really matter who wins.
No, it doesn't. But just,
I mean, you're just going bowling to have fun.
But you're saying something nice to somebody even though you lost. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
How do you break that, though? How do you break...
You have to, every single day, every decision that you make, constantly be trying to rewire your brain, which I've tried to do, I guarantee you, at least a dozen times, and it's the hardest fucking thing you'll ever try to do.
And I mean, like, this cynicism, this anger towards Campbell's K-Cups, like, how do I go back to just, like, a couple of years ago, where I would just say, oh, that's silly that Campbell's is making K-Cups. You know, that's a funny thing. We can talk about that on the show. That'll be fun.
Like, oh, I just went to somebody's house and they had some Campbell's kit. I said, oh, I thought that was a crazy idea. You bought some. Wow.
Like, and how do I go back? How do I go back to thinking things are funny before, like, I just hated everything?
Mike, this is what you need to do.
I want to remove the hate from my heart, Napier.
You can do one of two things. You can either take my suggestion, and it's a good suggestion. I promise you it will be. You go online and you watch Van Helsing Abridged, and you just immerse yourself.
You're talking about the Hugh Jackman movie?
Nope. I'm talking about Van Helsing, the anime that somebody took and redubbed. It is the funniest goddamn thing on this planet. I want you to watch that, watch the series, and... be Van Helsing. When you look at shit, just think about how you're fucking awesome and this all this shit is hilarious. And then, or you can do number two, and number two will work. Either of these will work. You can either be Van Helsing or you can watch Dragon Ball Z Abridged, and you can be fucking Vegeta. You can be fucking awesome every moment. Or number two, and stick with me. I know this is gonna sound stupid.
None of this that you just said is making any sense.
That's because you haven't done it yet. Number two is the surefire way to get you out of this rut. Number one is, you know, cartoons, and they're awesome. Number two, fake it.
If you fake it long enough,
if you fake it long enough, you won't be able to tell anymore. Eventually, that will be you. Do it for 60 days. Don't break from it. When you look at something stupid that would normally make you say, this is the dumbest goddamn thing on the planet, look at it with a child's eye and say, that's fucking awesome. And you just go on about how fucking great that is. Campbell's K-Cups, you know what? You think it sounds stupid as shit. I'm going to go out and fucking buy some of those at Target.
So I should buy stupid stuff?
Buy something stupid. Buy something that doesn't make that would normally make you angry. Take it home and fucking enjoy it. Or take it home and break it and just like, you know, yeah, that was right.
You know what I bought? I bought those...
You have a K machine.
I do. I bought those... Those net things that you put over your doors with the magnets so that mosquitoes don't get in. You can, like, keep your doors open.
Yeah.
And your pets can go at it because they have little magnets that keep it closed.
Yeah.
You know, you saw that ad on TV, right?
Nope.
I bought that. Couldn't figure out how to put it on the door. I bought it years ago, and I never put it up because I couldn't figure out how to put it on the door. That thing
are the doors
stupid.
Made of metal?
Might be a problem.
No, Napier, they're not.
Then I guess it ain't going to stick to shit. You know what you need to do, Mike? Just fucking fake it. Or just find shit that you enjoy, immerse yourself into it. All this other bullshit that makes you angry, just don't go to it. You know what happens to me when I get, you know, when I get angry, I'm driving, I just don't get angry anymore. Just do less shit that makes you angry. Like, if you know something's going to make you angry, just don't go to it. Like Twitter. Twitter's going to piss you the fuck off. I don't go on Twitter. My life is rich as shit. And I don't have to go on Tumblr and listen to these goddamn assholes talking about how they have female dicks. I don't have to listen to none of that because I don't go there. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to go home and I'm going to get drunk tonight. You know what's going to happen the next day? I'm going to do it again tomorrow night. It's going to be awesome. My life is great.
That goes back to my grandpa, who is no longer with us. His favorite saying was, if it hurts when you do that, don't do that.
Exactly. That's why I don't hit myself in the dick when I jerk off anymore.
But all of these things are the things I do.
Then stop doing them.
But then who am I?
The person you want to be when you do the things that you enjoy. Right now you're doing stuff that you don't enjoy, and it's causing you to be miserable.
Do you think that in a way I enjoy being mad?
No, nobody enjoys that. People say, oh, you just enjoy hate. No, nobody enjoys that. You get stuck in a rut. You find enjoyment in something, and then it stops being enjoyable. And instead of going away from that thing that
you're getting praise in the chat room. He shits while he games. That's awesome.
It is awesome. My phone smells like shit.
I tweet while I shit.
Tell you one thing. Yeah. Envision, empower, succeed.
Here's what you do.
Are you just like, are you looking up like a Tony Robbins thing and like reading me Jack Handy quotes? What are you doing over there?
No, Podchies just tweeted at me. They're blocked by Ann Clark.
The life coach blocked Pod Cheese?
Yeah, the cheese is positive. Yeah,
she's the worst goddamn life coach out there. That chick sucks.
Mike, at one time
the Twitter... What the fuck kind of life coach just blocks everybody who comes out and says something to her?
Usa.
It's like, oh, hey, I need your help. Blocked? What kind of people do you help?
People with
money. You only block... Do you only help people who don't need your help?
No, they...
I'm broken, Anne! Help me!
No, of course she only helps people that don't need help. What do you think she wants? Responsibility?
I broke things over K-cups! I'm out of control!
That was good.
Guys?
How was your release?
Cathartic, I would imagine.
I think that we've given out a lot of good advice to help people who are having rage issues.
Here's what you do. Watch Dragon Ball Z Abridged and you become Vegeta.
Dragon Ball Z Abridged?
Yep.
Vegeta.
Yep.
That's going to be me. I'm going to be Vegeta. What the fuck is a Vegeta?
Did you watch it?
Can you put things into some kind of terms that I can understand? It's amazing what holding a newborn can do for you. All those free private dances.
You take your baby to the strip club. But when he said no, he didn't take his baby to the strip club. It's a joke. The joke is a guy took his baby to the strip club. He's not taking his baby to the strip club. That's the joke.
In the chat room, Brian Cran says, listening to Mike be miserable on the internet makes me happy, so I listen to this show. My life is awesome.
See? Also, that's Vegeta.
I'm going to be that guy?
You're going to be Vegeta.
I'm going to be Vegeta. That's going to be me.
Yes.
So do you think that's true? You think I'm helping people? You think that's the positive I can take from this is that all of this is leading towards Brian Cran's being happy ultimately?
Bryan Cranz essentially
do you think Bryan Cranz will be happy, like, when I find my peace? Like, he'll be so glad that he was along for the journey?
No, he'll be happy for you, but he'll probably stop listening.
Is that worth it?
That's something that you got to balance and figure out for yourself. Do you want to be the Vincent Van Gogh, where you cut off your own ear for people's happiness? You know? Or do you want to be the 50 Shades of Grey chick that writes books just to get them made into movies?
Mike, I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but in part of the little Dragon Ball Z bridged,
don't you think it's possible? I'm sorry to interrupt you, Napier.
You do that a lot.
Sorry. Don't you think it's possible to be both?
Happy and sad.
Don't you think that we can still do a good show and be happy?
Not if you're not angry and yelling into the microphone.
You think I have to have that?
I think people
like it. It's like my crutch. You think that, like...
No, people like it when you're animated.
It's like if Chris Farley got skinny, nobody would like him anymore? Like, I can't smile and do the show and still do a good show?
No, they want you animated. You don't have to be angry to be animated. You can be animated and just, you know, be happy about something, about how...
And is the
only look up things that excite you.
Is the show even that good? Napier, nobody listens to the show. It's not like one day everybody's going to start listening because we changed something. I mean, it's just fundamentally damaged. It's not going to improve.
No,
nothing's going to improve.
We don't have to. We enjoy what we do, and the people enjoy listening.
Pornhub's going to release what I jack to.
What you jacking to?
I mean, normal stuff. Like
chicks with dicks?
No.
Now, that's normal now. Tumblr told me.
I got on this weird thing with, like, this pink-haired gal. Like, I clicked on the pink-haired gal, like, from the homepage.
Yeah.
And there kept being all of the same pink-haired gal, like, in the little sidebar. And I went on this pink-haired gal journey.
Yeah. I don't like it when they have green hair. For some reason, that's a turnoff for me. I don't know what it is about chicks dyeing their hair green. It doesn't give me boners. I like red hair dyes and blue, like purple could work.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
Promise me that you'll listen to last week's show.
I absolutely will.
Travis, I need that.
It was a good show.
That's all I need, Travis, is that you promise me you'll listen to last week's show. It means so goddamn much to me that you listened to last week's show.
I was planning on it anyway, but because it means so much to
I
you,
don't even know why it matters, will. Travis.
Mike,
but it does.
Mike, did you want me to finish my little quote?
Did I interrupt? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You even apologized for it and then never went back to it.
I'm sorry. Finish your quote.
There's a quote in the little show. This guy asked Vegeta.
Vegeta, the guy I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy asked him, "Do you live in your own little fucking world?" And Vegeta's response is, "No, all of you fuckers live in mine." That's how you should live every day, Mike. It's your world. You make of it what you will. But that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at wfodix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can also follow Travis at ProduceTravis or Drunk at DrunkardSTL. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. or you can give us a call when we're live, or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.
There was one joke I posted up yesterday, and it didn't spark an argument, but it was like an hour and a half of one guy was trying to figure out the point of the joke, and two people were trying to explain the point. And I'm like, when you have to explain a joke, there's no joke.
Yeah, it wasn't funny to the guy. He didn't fucking get it.
There's no point in even fucking saying it once you have to explain it. And the joke was simple. I don't even know if it was funny. I put it up on Twitter. I've never said it out loud before. I thought that it was funny when I thought of it. And it's a very simple joke. I said, people look at, or people, what was the joke? I said, people treat you differently when you're holding a newborn. All of those free private dances. so anyone who knows what a private dance is knows that at the strip club, and I'm using my newborn to get free dances.
Oh, yeah, man, that shit didn't work for me.
Why is that so hard to understand? But it was literally like an hour and a half of just back and forth. This guy going, I don't get it. And two people trying to explain it, and they were explaining it all wrong. But at that point, I was like, I don't even want to fucking tell this joke anymore.
It's fucking tars.